Hey there, everyone. This is Blindly Awake. I'm attempting a request fix. I believe the username was Data. I want to say it's 9190. It was some numbers. My memory's awful. I'm sorry. And I'm not looking at the post anymore because I already turned my computer off. But I saw they had posted about the rough time they've been going through over the past couple months, and we're wondering if other people would share basically things that they have used to get over the depression, or similar stories and whatnot. So I'll try to make it somewhat brief, but anybody who's listened to my audios knows that I don't know how to do that. I usually ramble on a bit, so hopefully this one won't be like an hour or anything like that. But if you listen to some of my other audios, then you'll know that I have kind of talked about dealing with here and there. For me, it kind of comes and goes. I wouldn't say goes, it just kind of gets, it's like a roller coaster. Like, sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's not so bad, but it's kind of still there. So, some of the things that I try to do if I'm, having a low point, you could say. Sometimes I try to pull myself out of it and make myself, go to the store or something, and even if it's just running to the store to get cupcakes from the grocery store that I like and a half gallon of ice cream so that I can come back home and eat them and just make myself feel better, which is, not the healthiest thing, but whatever. Comfort food is comforting, so sometimes I'll do that. And honestly, if I really just force myself, because some days I just, I feel down and I don't want to get out of bed, and I don't want to take a shower or brush my teeth or get dressed or anything like that, and sometimes I'll just force myself to at least, just go take a shower and brush your teeth, you don't have to go anywhere, just go do that. So I'll do that, and usually it makes me feel better, which I know is, not that big of a deal. Everybody take showers, it's not that, big of a deal. But if you've dealt with depression before, then you know that some of the most simple things for other people can just be like climbing a mountain when you just don't feel like doing anything. So sometimes it's good to kind of make yourself do those things just to kind of pull yourself out of it a bit. Other days, depending on how bad it is, I know most people would probably encourage people to get out or go talk to someone or, do things to take their mind off it. But I think some days you just need to not really wallow, just allow yourself to feel sad. It's okay to feel sad or not good sometimes. And a lot of times people act like you're supposed to do it every day, but, some days I'll watch a couple chick flicks or watch my favorite movie or something, or just watch some sappy romantic comedies that might make me cry for whatever reason because I'm just feeling bad that day, and just let myself be sad and cry for a while. And then, of course, the the bonus with that is if you do cry for a while, then your eyes start to hurt, and then sometimes you get a headache. But And then your eyes are all puffy, or at least mine get puffy, especially if it's late at night, and then I wind up taking a nap or going to sleep after. I might wake up with a headache or wake up and my eyes are sore, which sucks, but sometimes you just need to get some of it out. It does help, I think, just to, instead of, you know, spending all that energy trying not to cry and not to feel bad and not to be upset, to just kind of feel it for a bit and then get to a place where you kind of can be okay, or at least that's how I feel most of the time afterwards. Like, I feel kind of like you have all those feelings kind of like welling up, and then once you get them out, you kind of feel like you emptied out your bucket, I guess, or something. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but sometimes that helps. And, of course, talking to people helps. Sometimes you don't want to be bothered. You don't really want to talk to anybody. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to do anything, which is understandable. But other times, just chatting with people, or even if it's a hole on the internet, just chatting with somebody, a TV show you like, or books, or swapping recipes or something like that. Sometimes that can kind of get your mind off of things for a while, and it helps just to be able to talk to somebody, especially if you don't talk about being depressed. Sometimes the last thing you want to do is, when you're depressed, if you talk to a friend, or even if it's just, you know, someone you met on Reddit, you don't want to talk about it, because it's just, you spend so much time in your own head thinking about it, you don't want to keep bringing it up all the time. So just kind of getting your mind off of it by being silly and talking to somebody else helps a lot. I know the little group that got way bigger than I expected, the Netflix group that I made for the movie night. The chat room is pretty interesting most of the time, so like you can kind of pop in and look at that, and you know, if you feel like looking at it, and if not, or if you're busy, you can kind of just go. But there's usually somebody up, since there's so many different people with crazy different time zones all over the world. It's kind of nice that if you're just wanting to chat, you know, somebody might be up and will indulge you and talk about Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or whatever you like for a couple hours, or even if it's just a couple minutes. But I found that the people on the Pillow Talk Reddit are fairly nice for the most part. A little silly, but that's good. And are very welcoming. It's a pretty welcoming place for whatever you need at the moment. Like, if you want to post a funny, silly, you know, post, and people will joke around with you. And if you, you know, are feeling kind of depressed and you just need to kind of get it out, recording something and putting it out helps too, because then other people who might have had similar issues will respond, and you can kind of feel not so alone in it, I guess. And yeah, so it's nice to be able to post and have other people talk to you or message you, even if it's all virtual cuddles and we don't know each other, we're all strangers. Kind of get to know people, because I've met a lot of people through here that I probably would never have met otherwise, and a lot of different personalities, and have chatted to them, and it's nice, I think. So that also helps. What else do I do? Sometimes I will try to go out with a friend, like a real life friend, and do something. One thing I do sometimes that, you know, might not work for everyone, but if I'm kind of mad or sad, sometimes I will go thrift shopping. So I'll go to maybe Salvation Army or, I don't know, TJ Maxx or some kind of discount store, and we'll just kind of see what I can find. Like, sometimes I don't leave with anything, or I might leave with one thing, but it kind of gets my mind off of how I'm feeling, and I concentrate on, you know, let me go to the clothes and let me try to find a cute shirt. You know, I don't like this shirt, and this shirt's cute. Oh, it's $8. I don't like that shirt. It's not that cute. Oh, look, this shirt's $1, but I don't really like it. Should I get it? That kind of thing. So, like, that kind of gets the internal monologue that I have going on all the time that can sometimes get pretty bad. It fills up with something else so that I can kind of just focus on something else for a while. And and also I like getting stuff cheap. So if I can get something that's on sale and use a coupon or something, then win. Like the after I posted the little mini rant a couple days ago, and I was feeling a bit frustrated, I went and took my shower and got dressed, and I was planning on doing it anyway, and I went to the store and bought some candles. So I was already planning on doing that. I just happened to post a little ranty post before I left, and you know, people try to check on you and ask if you're okay and all that kind of stuff, which for me, I try not to hold on to angry or frustrated feelings too long. So by the time I had posted the post and went and took my shower, I was fine. So, like, 7 minutes later, I was fine. I kind of forgot about it. And then once I went to buy all the candles and came back, I had all these messages. And I was just like, oh, what? I forgot I posted it. But it's still nice to, you know, have people who would lend an ear if you need it. So, that's always nice. You can always make a post, a ranty post, or a post about being sad, and people will listen. I think my rant post got more listens than some of my other posts. So I guess people like listening to me fuss about things. I don't know. But, yeah, maybe it's just a, you know, enjoying hearing other people who have gone through similar things, and with, like, depression and whatnot, knowing that, I mean, it can feel like you're very alone in it, and it kind of is an individual experience, because it's a familiar thing to a lot of people, but it presents itself very differently in each person. So what happens to me when I get depressed might not be how someone else acts when they get depressed. So, but we all might have similar experiences or feelings or something like that. But so it's interesting. See, I told you I was gonna, this was gonna try to be quick, and it's 14 minutes. Whoops. Yeah. Me ranting and raving and rambling as usual, and I'm kind of sleepy, so yeah. But hopefully this was a good request, Bill. I don't know, I think this is actually my first request, Bill. I'm not sure, I think. But yeah, even though things aren't going your way now, I think they will improve. Just keep pushing. Which is hard to do sometimes, I know. But just try to keep going forward, even if you take baby steps. At least you're moving forward. And I noticed that the original poster had mentioned something about his best friend that stopped and was a bit flirty a couple days beforehand, and then stopped talking to him, which is pretty difficult. Even just the whole, you know, your best friend isn't talking to you anymore thing. But sometimes you don't really realize, I suppose, a blessing in disguise. So maybe the fact that you guys didn't take anything to the next level is a good thing, which you might not think so right now, but maybe in a couple weeks or months or years, you'll look back and think, yeah, it's a good thing I didn't do that. Or it's a good thing that didn't work out like that. Because I've had those experiences where at the time, you know, I'm upset that something didn't go my way. But my way might have caused me to move in a different direction for something better. So there's always still hope for improvement, as long as we're still breathing. It can always get better, even though it doesn't feel like it. But I hope my post helped a bit. I'm gonna get some sleep. And I will talk to you guys later.